Imagine if you could get a house call when you weren't feeling well or a loved one was sick. That's where Table Rock Mobile Medicine comes in. Almost 3 years ago, family nurse practitioner Brad Bigford opened a mobile clinic. And the mission, it is simple, to increase people's access to healthcare. Brad is joining me live in studio today to talk more about the clinic, but also the need that it serves for really the underserved in healthcare. Brad, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
So you are a nurse practitioner. Give me a little bit of background on you first.
Sure. So I've been a RN for about 10 years, and then I've been a nurse practitioner for five. So I graduated from both Boise State with my RN degree and Gonzaga with my master's degree.
And how did you get this idea for a mobile clinic? I mean, it truly is like you are making house calls. I kind of think about like, you know, the doctors from like Little House on the Prairie, right?
Oh,
coming
yeah.
into a house, making that house call. That's kind of what you do.
Right. Yeah, I get that analogy all the time. So I started this, about 2.5 years ago. It kind of came out with, you know, anyone in the medical field gets a lot of questions from friends and family. And so, you know, one of my family members was asking me to go over to their house to look in their kids' ears to see if they had an ear infection. And I kind of joked around saying, hey, I'm going to send your insurance a bill after this. And they said, yeah, you should. And so I kind of looked into the legalities and kind of thought, you know, how would this serve the community? Would it increase people's access to healthcare? Would it, you know, kind of give them an unnecessary kind of need and just kind of seek it just to kind of for convenience. And then I just kind of kept exploring it, and there wasn't a reason why I couldn't do it. And feasibility, you know, financially and things, it just made sense.
So when you started it, one of the things that you, and I said this earlier about your mission, is to make healthcare accessible to everyone. You say one of the ways to do that is removing barriers. And talk to me about that, because a lot of times when we hear story time after time here in Idaho about people not having access to care, a lot of times because they don't have insurance, they're underinsured. So that is part of your mission.
Absolutely. So the first kind of thing when I tell people what I do, their first mindset is saying, oh, I have a family member who's homebound. They would really, you know, utilize this, you know, kind of practice. And I say, absolutely. But let's think beyond that. Let's think of the financial barriers. So people that are either underinsured or uninsured, or they have a really high deductible and they don't want to use that, I give them a 50% self-pay discount if they pay out the visit. I accept almost every major insurance company from Medicare, Medicaid, private practices or private insurers like Select Health and Blue Cross. And then other barriers like people that are afraid of a clinic. So you have a family member who's got autism, and they don't want to go into the clinic, or you don't want to take them because you're sick. So that causes a lot of stress. So they can stay in their own environment. Men are notorious for not seeking health care for a lot of reasons.
All kinds of reasons.
Yeah. So the wife can go online and book me, and I show up, you know, on a Saturday morning, and he has no excuse. So there's all kinds of barriers out there. And I feel like this practice kind of eliminates almost all those.
So let's get back to this 50% off thing if they pay a time of service. Because I am sure there are naysayers who are saying, then how in the world, A, are you going to make any money? And you can't be doing this out of the kindness of your heart.
Right. No, I'm let's not, you know, beat around the bush. I'm for profit. I am a business. I'm trying to make money here. But I can offer that discount because I don't have a huge overhead. I don't have a practice. I don't have a, you know, brick and mortar building to pay for. So I am doing just fine financially. So I can feel like I can pass off that savings onto other people. And I don't have to go chasing around, you know, medical bills and send people to collections. If they just pay me then, it works out for both of us.
And what are the types of things that you can see? Because being a nurse practitioner, I mean, there's a lot you can do, but you are limited in I would think, some of the medical service that you can provide.
Well, the limits are really only what I put on myself.
Okay.
So I do family practice. So anything that you'd go into a family practice clinic for, you know, hypertension, diabetes, you know, I can manage all that. But I put a limit on myself so I don't get kind of overextended since I'm the only one in the practice. So I only really see people for kind of same day or next day issues. Don't call me if you're having a heart attack or chest pain and you can't
breathe.
Go to
the hospital.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not the replacement for an emergency room or a paramedic, but I'm the alternative to a urgent care.
I'm speaking with Brad Bigford. He is the owner and operator of Table Rock Mobile Medicine. Basically, he makes house calls. If you have questions or comments, you can do that through idahomatters@boisestate.edu. You can email us, tweet us at KBSX915. Use the hashtag IdahoMatters. So getting back to that idea, Brad, where you said, you know, don't, you know, go to a hospital for certain things like a heart attack, something like that. But a lot of people use emergency rooms for primary care of it. I mean, things like my kid has an ear infection, something like that, because of the type of insurance they have or lack of insurance. Are you serving that population? Are you seeing that happening?
Absolutely. So about 30% of the patients I see are between the ages of 6 months and 18 years old. So I see a lot of people with ear infections, strep throats, UTIs, even things like lacerations. You know, if it's a simple cut and you need a couple of stitches or staples or something, I come to the house and do that. I'm usually available within an hour or two. Even people who are like pregnant and have, you know, really bad nausea and vomiting and just need some IV fluids, I come to the house and we do that too.
And, you know, what's interesting about this is there's a whole population out there that, you know, that are underserved, as we talked about. I mean, lower income. And we see that a lot in Idaho. But also one of the points that you made, you know, earlier before we were on the air was think about single parents or even a stay-at-home parent and trying to wrangle. I mean, look, I've tried to wrangle two kids to get to the doctor. And it's tough, especially when they're little. And you can take that away because a lot of times it is something like, do they have an ear infection? Do they have a sore throat? Is it strep? And you gotta get them in the car. You gotta get them to the doctor. I mean, it is an ordeal.
Absolutely. So, and kind of the other fear that a lot of people have is one kid's sick, one's not. You gotta take them both into the clinic and now expose them to other things, you know, that they're not even sick with yet. So, yeah, that's probably one of the biggest reasons why people share my information and talk about it, you know, word of mouth. That kind of thing is huge. But the kind of fear of going into a clinic or trying to wrangle kids up is huge. You know, moms have a lot of things going on. And so taking away that one of those barriers of all you have to do is go online, book an appointment, and then you just have to wait in your own house. So
were you or are you surprised by how utilized this service is?
So I was kind of hoping it would catch on the way it did, but for the first year, it didn't really do a whole lot. And then it just kept growing and growing just because people, I think it's unique and kind of special in terms of who I see, how I see them, and kind of the financial aspect. And it just takes away so many concerns that people have about healthcare that it just keeps spreading. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of nice.
we have an older population in Idaho, and people are wanting to age in place. They're wanting to stay in their homes. Sometimes some of the reasons why people go into nursing facilities is because they are more homebound and they can't get the type of health care they need. Are you seeing patients like that as well?
Yeah, so I see people anywhere between over 6 months all the way to the elderly. And because I take almost every insurance company, including their Medicare and, you know, Medicare Advantage plans, that I can see them in the home at the same rate, because that's another question people ask. It's the same rate as an office visit. So if an elderly person has, you know, concerns of like a UTI or, you know, a skin issue or something along those lines, or a cough or something, I can go into the home. They don't have to get stressed by going into the clinic. They don't have to worry about how they're going to, you know, get there to and from, who's going to take them, who's going to pick up their meds, those kind of things. So it's a huge component and a huge burden off of their shoulders when I can go into the home.
Is this unique in the sense that, I mean, when you were doing research about opening something like this, are there other clinics, these mobile clinics, like in other areas of the country? Because it just seems so not normal anymore. I mean, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So it's kind of gaining in popularity. I think things like online electronic health records, smartphones, things that allow me to carry less and less paperwork makes it a lot more convenient, which is why it probably went out of favor, you know, 20, 30 years ago. But there's not a whole lot in the Valley. I'm the only one that does it on an urgent care basis. Some do it if you're already established in their clinics. I think St. Al's Geriatric Clinic does some house calls. A couple of home health companies make house calls for kind of certain issues, but you already have to be in there. I'm the only one that I know of that does it for any person and you don't already have to be established.
But that makes sense, though. We are an electronic world. So you have medical records, things like that. So you can get that history and help someone. Whereas I can see where that, you know, back in the olden days, when doctors would make house calls, that would go out of favor instead, you know, going to a doctor's office where they have all of that.
Yeah, so it also puts a little bit of a burden on me, which is probably why a lot of people aren't doing it for the financial reasons, because they can see, you know, one person about every 10 to 15 minutes in a clinic, whereas I kind of schedule one person per hour because I have to factor in things like drive time. Mm-hmm. So there's other reasons why it's kind of gone out of favor. But for me, I feel like there's so much of a need for it out there that there's a clear incentive for me to keep doing this.
And helping people that really need it.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Well, I want to thank you for coming in today and talking about this very, very unique in this day and age. I'd like to thank my guest today, Brad Bickford. He is the owner and operator of Table Rock Mobile Medicine. Thanks so much, Brad.
Thanks a lot, Gemma.